Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at Extreme Scream Park. It's Mikey and Hannah.
Hi!
We're going up a hill, so we're out of breath. But yeah, we are here at Extreme Scream Park at Twin Lakes Family Theme Park at Melton Mowbray. Now, we've come here year after year. We've always had a fantastic time. The Village, an award-winning maze. This is an award-winning Scream Park. So we're very excited to check out all the attractions. First of all, thank you to these guys for being able to open this season. We're very lucky that we've got parks open in the UK or around the world at all. So fair play. We're here to give a full, in-depth, honest review, along with giving all the COVID measures as well. So we're going to go into the brand new attraction, Belvoir Manors. We'll let you know what it's like as soon as we get out.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, let's go into the brand new attraction, Belvoir Manors. It's just me and Hannah as our group, and sanitising on the way in, and it's 40 second dispatches, which is good, so let's go through.
Welcome to my manor! I hope y'all have a lovely stay with us tonight.
My kind of room.
In this workout, I included some of my favorite jazzercise moves, designed to get your heart beating. You'll be happy to know that while your blood circulates, your body will benefit most from the exercise feels somewhere between.
She's up there.
You, sir, at the back. How old are you?
31.
31?
Oh. Too old.
That's too old for me.
Too old.
Hello there, my dear. How do you get one of my incorrect body parts this evening?
Right then, so we have just come out of Belvoir Manors. I really, really enjoyed it. We are now in the queue for Pie Factory. We're going to do that next. Belvoir Manors, it was a bit like a Stilton Hall crossover with a new attraction. It felt like there was lots of new scenes in there, lots of old scenes that had a little bit of TLC. Lots of impact scares, drop boxes, loads of animatronics that were all working really well. I genuinely really, really enjoyed that attraction.
I really liked it. I missed some of the scenes from Stilton Hall Hotel and Health Bar that I love, like the mattresses and everything, but understandably they can't have them this year. I thought it was a really good reworking of the maze, and to make it quite smaller but not less lengthy, I think.
It was still quite long, yeah.
Yeah, so it didn't feel short, but obviously it was missing a whole layer. The whole top floor was gone. I really, really enjoyed it, and I really liked the nurse scene on the beds.
Yeah, the nurse scene on the bed was really good. An awesome scene, like a big bedroom scene where, because they're not using upstairs, they used the upstairs area to create a nice big bedroom.
There were some really good smell pots as well. There was a moment where I felt like I was in the bath.
Yes. Yeah, it did feel like you were in the bath, big time. It was really, really good, really enjoyable. Actors really intense in there for this attraction. It was socially distanced. Me and Hannah went in as just our two, 40 seconds between groups as well. So it worked really well.
you could tell that that maze has been redesigned with COVID in mind. I think a lot of actors were behind a certain barrier, but it didn't take away from the scares. Like I say, Dropbox style scares, animatronic style scares. I honestly say that was a really, really good attraction.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Definitely. Right, next up is Pie Factory. It's been here for about 8 years now, so we're going to go through it tonight here at Extreme Screen Park. Right then, so we're going in with our group of six. We've got the hand sanitizer again, which is good. We're all wearing our masks. We're joined by a few friends now. We're here with Towers Times and a good friend of the show, Martin. You excited?
I'm really excited.
Let's go. Right, let's get some scares.
All right. She said you felt absolutely good. Please keep your mask on, your phones in your pocket, and scream as loud as you want, as much as you want. We love squealing. Have a good night.
She likes a good squeal. So we have just come out of Pie Factory here at Extreme Screen Park. Had a few scares in there.
I really, really enjoyed it. I feel like they didn't change much, but everything felt different, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so they, to make it COVID secure, they took out all the flaps, claustrophobia tunnel was deflated.
It was sad to walk past. There's usually a scene where they have loads of bodies hanging on meat hooks, and sometimes the actors can swing on the meat hooks. It was sad to see all those tied up.
Yeah. But at least they have tied them up. At least they've tried to be COVID secure as possible. But yeah, we didn't get a huge amount of scares in there. But the ones that were there, I got a few animatronics, relatively unchanged from last year, except for it being COVID secure, really.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Exactly. Well, Hannah's always right. But yeah, it was good. Changed the finale. It has gone really wet here. It's another night of wetness for this year's Halloween season. It's nice and wet. So what should we do next? Let's go. Let's have a look. Okay. We are in Ashpell Penitentiary. We have sanitized our hands. Let's go.
You're dead.
You're gonna get raped. You're dead too. I think he just said you're definitely getting raped.
Oh, the smell.
Oh, hello.
So we have just got out of Ash Hell Penitentiary, and you know what? That's actually probably one of the best runs that I've had in there in a long time.
I really, really enjoyed that. I remember the last couple of years, it's felt like I've just queued through the maze, whereas I felt like I actually got to go through the maze tonight, and I really, really loved it. The actors were on point, the theming was on point, the animatronics, they were there, they were working. It was brilliant.
And that floor, that vibrating floor.
That vibrating floor. Gets me every time.
Yeah, definitely. That was actually a really, really good run through. COVID measures as well. Again, masks worn. I felt it was all very very safe in there as well, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely. We weren't too close to the group in front. I was always aware that they were there because I was leading. So I was aware that I was there, but we were dispatched with enough time that we never caught up. And the group behind us, I don't think caught up.
I was at the back and the group was nowhere to be seen, which is good. So they did usually that is a bad one for dispatching, and they did a really good job there, to be fair. And so, yeah, everything really good in that. And anything that was dangling, I had a few things touch my head. I mean, a bit of cobwebs and whatnot, but I can let that slide. But anything, things like the hanging bodies were all tied up.
Yeah.
And I don't think it took anything away too much either, really. The thing was there, it was just to the side a bit.
Yeah, and the strobe that they had on was so intermittent and slow that there were moments of sheer darkness that led me, as the leader of the group, into a blind panic for a sheer second of, oh my God, it's pitch black. No, it's okay, there's a strobe. And then, oh my God, it's pitch black.
Yeah, definitely. So far, when it comes to attraction, so good. I'm going to be honest, the entrance to getting into the park was a bit of a shit show, that was. I think they need to realise
the queue lines for the mazes as well, like there is no queue line, it's just
the infrastructure is a bit messed up, isn't it? Yeah.
If the mazes themselves seem to have been very COVID secure.
Yeah, so far so good. They've been really enjoyable, really scary, and still COVID secure. But it's the outside of the mazes, isn't it, that we're struggling with? Obviously, queue lines going into main areas. Basically, the only queue line on park is for Pie Factory. Nowhere else has an actual queue line area.
The new one does.
Oh, of course, yeah, Balvoir Manor. But again, it's too short, really. So they just need the infrastructure, I think, and then it'll work far better. But inside the mazes, I felt safe. It was okay. Like I say, I have a bit of cobweb in the air, but I'll let them slide. I'll bet them slide.
The scares have been good.
Yeah, definitely. We've only got two attractions left. We've got the Village, award-winning, 2017 The Village, and we've also got Hoodoo Voodoo, which we're not sure if we're doing, because I understand it's not Hoods this year, it's Blindfolds. I don't know. Are they new? Are they sanitised?
I don't know. That's what I kind of want to find out before I go in. Like, if it's a quick, we're just going to spray it with some sanitiser and then put it on, I kind of don't really want it on my face. So we'll see.
Hannah does not want it on her face. Right, let's go on another attraction.
I'm about what gets put on my face.
Thank you. I feel honoured. Right, let's go. Okie dokie. So our next attraction here at Extreme Screen Park is The Village, open 2017, award-winning. Absolutely phenomenal attraction. We did a Behind the Screams episode of the podcast a few years ago as well, so go back and check that out while this was all being built. But yeah, we're going to go in now, there's six of us. Let's go get scared.
Yes!
What?
Help me, please! No,
we'll just come out of the village. It started off very strong, some really good scares right at the beginning, but I think it kind of, that's where it stopped for me.
I think once we hit sort of like the school, the scares dwindled a bit.
I'd say the actors didn't really seem bothered.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, they just seemed, like I say, right at the beginning, good. We got some good impact scares and whatnot, but unfortunately, I'd say that's probably the. Again, we want to keep our integrity. We never want to feed you guys bull.
I had my best scare of the night, but it was from a wind gust.
Which is good, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, we have got to be honest that Extreme Screen Park here tonight, I've seen more air cannons, I've seen more animatronics, I've seen more different tactics of scare, more animatronics that have all worked very well. So fair play, they've done that. However, the actors in there, apart from the first house bit after that, they just did not give a damn.
There was someone in the church scene at the end that just, I didn't even know it was a person, because that's the point, but just half stood up and went, praise the harvest, and then sat back down. I'm like, well, you've earned your money, haven't you?
Yeah, it's such a shame. Like, every other maze we've done through have been really good and impactful,
yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
And they felt COVID secure as well. This one felt COVID secure, apart from maybe in the end, those scarecrows were just right next to you. I don't think that... I know they've had to change the design of the end scene, that you can't have a little showpiece anymore because it just slowed down the queue far too much. So I understand that. But yeah, the scarecrows were pretty much in your face there, a little bit too close. Mike, would you say they're a bit close in the end there?
A little bit too close. And in the schoolroom, the black cloth that still touched you, I wasn't very a big fan of that either.
So it was a bit of a weird. It's a shame. Such a fantastic attraction usually. What was the general consensus, guys?
A bit weak.
Yeah. Like me. Yeah, it was a bit weak. It was a bit weak, unfortunately. And I know it's not Extreme Scream's fault, but the batching on this. The problem is, I know that they're doing 40-second batches. However, it took us about 20 seconds for six of us to sanitise our hands. They included that in, and then we went in. And so the three girls, the bloody witches of Eastwick behind me. Honestly, I know I've got a good bum, but they did not need to feel it as much as they wanted to. They were that close, honestly.
What?
So I know that's not Extreme's fault, but that, you know, batching. We've been very lucky.
Hamper the experience when you have to keep turning around to a group and saying, like, please just wait. Like, there was no one behind them. There was no reason why they couldn't just stand still for a minute.
Yeah. There's close, and then there's bumping into me close, which you kind of expect maybe in a normal year, but this is the year that they've really, really got to be careful. It's a COVID year. We are going through these attractions. We're reviewing the actors, the scenes, the sets, and I would say the set's phenomenal in there. Always is.
Always, yeah. Very unchanged.
Yeah. Understandably, it's been a very tough year. Twin Lakes were closed for 3 months. Last year they had a fire. They also had an issue with the water and the water, kids' water bit. So they've had a tough couple of years, bless them. So I understand that. And they put a lot of money into Belvoir Manors. Mm. But, they're just batching. And then you got to look at the queue line system as well. That there's just no infrastructure. People are just spilling outside.
In the main hub area, it seems like most queues are merging and you don't know which one you're getting into because they're so long.
Yeah, that's the issue. Right, so I've got a blindfold. It's a single-use blindfold. So there's no hoods this year. You grab yourself a blindfold and you get to keep it at the end as well, I've been told. You don't need it. Whoa, that was good.
Welcome, come to me. Go to the road, Go to the road.
I can't find the room. Have you bumped into someone? Yeah, I've only bumped into someone. I'm going to wait until he goes, I can see him.
Oh,
Sorry, I'm here.
Where are you?
Oh, Jesus. Mass money.
She's wanting us all today.
Right then, folks. So, I have just come out of Hoodoo Voodoo. Hannah chose not to do it. Totally understandable. Obviously, we're talking about COVID at the moment. And we're very lucky that parks are even able to open at the minute. We have to be 100% honest. And we've said this numerous times. And if we weren't honest, then we'd lose our integrity. I understand that sometimes people don't like it, bars don't like it, and that's why we get crossed off press lists and things like that. I'm not naming any names, but you guys, the listeners, are the ones that support us. You're the reason why we do this. We need to be honest. Hoodoo Voodoo. Now, I'm a little bit upset. I'm not going to lie. I went to the guys at the front of the entrance just to ask them what the COVID measures were. And I'm not being, I'm not wrapping myself up in cotton wool here. You know, I understand that there's the obvious risk if you're going to go to a pub, if you're going to go to a shop, if you're going to go to a theme park or a screen park. It comes with its own natural risk. I understand that completely. And then obviously, since we've been going to screen parks this season, we've had to not only think about the actors, the theming, the sound, the tech, the design, everything that we'd normally do with screen parks and the scare attractions that we know and love, that we've studied, that we've performed in, that we've helped create, that we go through. We now have to add that element of COVID.
Which I feel like with our jobs, we have a bit of knowledge about. I run a pub, so I've got that hospitality side, and you run a leisure centre.
I run a family entertainment centre.
We have a bit of knowledge on what should and shouldn't be done.
100%, yeah. My COVID measures, I've got a 100-page risk assessment and loads of stuff. I've put up 26 hand sanitizers in my building. So, yeah, we know our stuff when it comes to this. And in fairness, everywhere else on the park, Belvoir Manors or Beaver Manors, whatever it's called, fantastic COVID measures in there. You can tell it's been built to be COVID secure, and hand sanitizer at the beginning, masks as well. All the other attractions as well that we've done, I'd say they've been COVID secure. I felt safe in them. Obviously, batching can be an issue. Extreme can sometimes fluff up the batching a little bit. That seems to be the common occurrence, unfortunately, because the mazes are beautiful, they're stunning, the theming, it's all built in house. I have a lot of respect for the team, I really, really do, until tonight's Hoodoo Voodoo let me down. It really did. I long story short, I went over to the guys because you listeners have been doing me a favor and contacted me throughout this whole month saying, how are they going to do Hoodoo Voodoo with Huds? How are they going to do it? I obviously tell you guys, I don't know, ask Extreme. So I went over to the guys to ask them, a little bit standoffish with me, not gonna lie, and they said, we're not using Huds. I was like, excellent, tell people, not me. So they're not using Huds, and they're using single use
blindfolds.
Great idea. So they've bought thousands of blindfolds. You grab yours, it's not in a packet or anything, it's just in a box. So you grab your blindfold and then you go through. My concerning thing is that they said to me, it's a blindfold, it's single use, you keep hold of it, it's yours to take out, you'll see people coming out the exit with them, blah, 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 blah. Well, halfway through, I was forced to put my blindfold into like a bucket, like we were with the Huds. That concerns me a little bit. That concerns me. Make of that what you will, make your own decision up on that. Totally understandable. My bigger concern is that obviously that is a hooded maze. Anyone here in the UK, they're more prominent here in the UK, but and you hold onto a rope to go around it. Multiple of them here in the UK. None that have opened up this year except for Hoodoo Voodoo. This maze doesn't have any hand sanitizer at the beginning of the maze. It doesn't have any hand sanitizer at the end of the maze. They're the two things that you really should have when you're putting your hands onto a rope, especially when every other attraction is don't touch stuff, don't touch people, don't touch. We went over to the queue to see if there was any hand sanitizer, and they have some on the floor next to the queue somewhere. I'm a little bit I'm a bit concerned about that one. You decided not to do it.
I chose not to do it. I'm not a fan of hooded mazes anyway, and at the minute with how wary I am with COVID, and I know there's people out there going to listen to this and go, well, if you're wary of COVID, why are you out at a scare attraction?
You're still going to live.
I'm still going to live my life, but I'm very wary, and I look at what I do, I look at what I touch, and I don't touch things if I don't have to. I don't have to touch a rope today, so that's why I didn't go through it.
True, and I thought it'd be a good idea for me to do it and see what it was like. I checked with the guys what it was before. Like I say, I like the idea of a single-use blindfold, but then I was halfway through thinking, I wasn't asked to hand sanitise. Yeah. There was nowhere for me to hand sanitise.
There's nowhere looking at the infrastructure. There's nowhere outside for them to be one. Every other maze has like a point.
Yes.
This doesn't
have a point, which makes no sense. But
that
there we go.
Makes no sense for the most contact maze here. That makes no sense.
Yeah. And the queue's been continually going. The queues are long. It's a sold out night. I don't know what their limited capacity is.
We decide. How was Hoodoo?
Not very good. But
okay.
I think it's because I was in my own head. I'm like, I'm touching it. I ended up using my sleeve to touch it rather than my hand. I was a bit annoyed. I did, when you go from a step to a mattress, the mattress is really low down, so I bushed my knee up as I was going down. Actors working hard in there, and the second half of it is themed beautifully. That's what upsets me. It is themed beautifully. Every maze here, there's never a dull point in a maze. They're all beautiful. They look good. They smell good. They use air cannons. They use whip things that whip your legs. They use crackers. They use like popping. They have so many elements. Even really good animatronics that really got me in there before we put the hood on. Put the blindfold on. But yeah, I think that's just left a sour taste in my mouth, because like I asked even before, because you guys have been asking us and we're going to let you know here. But yeah,
was it hard with a mask on and a blindfold? Like did you feel like you were hooded?
You know what, it was easier than wearing a hood.
Yeah
because a hood is sort of like you're breathing in the whole head space and it gets a bit sweaty, doesn't it? I preferred the blindfold. I think that it could be something that could be done for hooded mazes in the future. But like I say, it's just slightly concerning that they said it was single use, you can take it home with you, and I was forced to put it in a bucket. Make of that what you will. But we don't like to be negative, but we do want our integrity and we want to be honest with you guys listening. What we're going to do now though, because we've had a great night in all the other attractions, it's been fun. We want to say thank you to Extreme for being able to open. Fair play to them. It's not an easy year. This is only day two. I understand that a lot of people had some complaints last night. I feel that they must have improved that heavily on last night. Social media, so they're heading in the right direction. It's going to be difficult anyway this year. They've just got to be on it with the COVID measures. And things like infrastructure, queue lines, it's difficult. The amount of people is difficult. Hoodoo, just put some hand sanitizer there, man. Simple as. But we're going to go around the park a little bit more and get some more clips. It has been raining on and off throughout the night, so it's been difficult to get clips for Scarecam. But we saw some cool fire breathers. We're going to show you a few clips of the facades.
Cool to see the toxic dolls back this year, which are the resident fire eaters that Extreme always have, and I love seeing those girls perform, so it's great to see them back this year.
Yeah, they're great girls. Yeah, definitely. So we're going to do some more filming. Check out our little mini scare cam, youtube.com/scaretrack. And we'll wrap this up after we've done some more filming. We're going to have some food as well, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
So we are back in the studio the day after Extreme. And why are we back in the studio and not on location, Mikey?
Because Mikey didn't press the record button on our last recording of the night. Well done, Mikey. But hey-ho, we are back. Yes, so we're reflecting on last night. And I'm going to say we had a really, really good night. A really fun night. It was only night two. I know there was lots of ear teething issues on night one, so they've sorted all those out. We've had a fantastic night, especially with Belvoir Manor's. Really, really good new attraction. Best run through Ash Howe we've had in a long time. Pie Factory was great as well. The village was good, apart from the batching issues that we mentioned as well. And of course, you've just heard me rant about Hoodoo Voodoo. Overall, I mean, we do have to point out that it's such a hard year to open this year, isn't it? It's
yeah,
so
definitely.
Difficult.
And anyone that is open, I'm so much, like, so thankful. And like, yes, I can't believe we get to go here. This is amazing, because the amount of places that are close to my heart that are closed, it's just awful this year. So I'm really glad when places are open. It's just a shame when places do open that there seems to be that one thing that lets it down a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't want to bring up other places, but it does seem like everywhere's great apart from one little thing that's letting it down.
But it doesn't mean we're not having fun. It just means that if that one thing wasn't there, it would have been
Such
we would have
night.
Had a fantastic night. Yeah, absolutely. There was a bit of a mess up with the entrance. We spoke about that, and then you can see it was a bit of a mass gathering sort of thing at the front of the entrance. So check that out over on Scarecam, where we did a Scarecam episode on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. But overall, it was a really, really good night. Like I say, some great mazes. The theming's phenomenal. We had some great scares.
There was a moment where I nearly fell over a sofa.
Yeah. The first half of Village was great. It really was. In the house section, really good actors in there, and some great air cannons. Like I say, the whippers that get your legs, the lots of poppers. They use so many different aspects of scare at Extreme Scream, more so than many other Scream parks. So I'm really impressed with the mazes that are all homegrown. They're built in-house. They really are impressive. And COVID measures, they're 80% there, because all the other attractions are great. Hoodoo Voodoo, I'm just hoping that they sort out, you know, just even sanitizers. Mm. Just sanitizers. And don't take the blindfolds. Maybe, how's about put an actual bin outside, so you pull it in the bin, then people know, right, they're getting thrown away.
Yeah.
That was the only thing with Hoodoo Voodoo. But the rest of the night, fantastic night. And again, thank you, Extreme, for being able to run an awesome event. Queue lines were a bit of an issue. We didn't wait too long for attractions. It was just the fact that there was no space to be able to social distance in queue lines. That's a common trend I'm seeing over on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's hard to when there's no infrastructure around the park. I think that's something that needs to be improved on. But if we're talking about just, let's take in Hoodoo Voodoo aside, talking about their attractions, quality, really good. Some great fire breathing by the Toxic Dolls. Some great Joe Erotic. He called me a see you next Tuesday. I don't know if he should be saying that, but it was...
The street team were brilliant.
Street team were fun. The girl on the, like, the crow on the stilts, and the one in the spider's web. All really,
she was
really
there
good.
All night.
Yeah, fair play. Fair play. So they always have a good sort of little roaming team there. So overall, really, really fun night, just with a couple of kinks. Hopefully, after opening weekend, those kinks will be ironed out moving forwards for the rest of October. Fingers crossed. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. A huge thank you for listening. It's been a great time at Extreme, and I'll remember to press record on the last bit next time, Hannah. Remember to go over and follow us on social media. It's great to interact with you over on social media, but also in real life as well. If we see you at a park, and I know we saw a few of our listeners there, hello, thanks for having a selfie with us. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. And of course, you can get everything Scaretrack related over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk, for our podcast, our Scarecam, our coaster track stuff, and of course, our new merchandise as well. So that's it. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.